Story 23, David as a Young Man. God told Samuel to go to Bethlehem and anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the next king of Israel. God told Samuel ahead of time, "Don't look at the outside, how tall a man is or how strong. I see things you can't see. I look on the heart." As Jesse brought out each of his sons to meet the prophet, Samuel said, "He's not the one." Finally, he asked, "Don't you have any other children?" "Only one more, David, my youngest. He's out watching the sheep."
"Send for him."
As soon as David walked into the room, the Lord said, "This is the one." So Samuel anointed him with oil, and the Spirit of God came upon David. He kept taking care of sheep, but he knew the power of God was with him. At that time, the Philistines brought their army into Israel. They set up camp on one hill, and the Israelites set up camp on another hill with a valley between them. One of the Philistine soldiers, a man named Goliath, was 9 feet 9 inches tall. Every day he would come out and dare someone to fight with him. He'd say, "If your man kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill your man, you will be our slaves." The Israelites just stood there in fear. King Saul promised many gifts to anyone who could kill the giant. During that time, David's father sent him to go visit his brothers in the army. He said, "Bring me back word on how the battle is going." When David arrived there, Goliath began his daily shouting. David asked, "Who does this Philistine think he is? He insults the army of the living God." Someone told King Saul what David was saying, and the king sent for him. David said, "Don't worry about this Philistine. I'll fight him." The king said, "You can't fight him. He's strong and has years of experience. It's not possible for you to win over him." David answered, "Oh, yes, it is. When I was watching my father's sheep, sometimes a lion or a bear would come and take one of my lambs. I have killed both a lion and a bear, and I'll do the same thing to Goliath. The Lord will give him to me." King Saul finally agreed. David went down along a stream and found 5 smooth stones for his sling. Then he moved toward the giant. As soon as David was within sight of him, Goliath began shouting, "Am I a dog that you come against me with sticks? I will feed you to the birds." David shouted back, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." Then David ran toward the giant. He put a stone in his sling and shot Goliath in the middle of his forehead. The giant fell forward and hit the ground face down. David ran and pulled out Goliath's sword and killed him. He cut off his head and held it up for all to see. Then David took the head of Goliath and went in to see the king. King Saul made David an officer in the army, and David was successful in everything Saul told him to do. Many years later, Saul and his sons were all killed in battle. Then the people came and made David their king.